All right? All right, this is what we want to do. First thing, we know we're just coming out of the world. So the challenge is to focus in, to be willing to go to a different place. So I got a little lesson from the course I'm going to repeat for a few minutes. And while I'm repeating it, I'd like to ask you to just close your eyes and breathe. That's all the cooperation I ask. Just close your eyes and breathe. And we're going to see if we can switch from one mind to the other. There is nothing to fear. 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 Now, if in me one feels like saying it with me, feel free to do so. Something like this. There is nothing to fear. 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 Because I am sustained by the love of God. 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 Yeah. We're going to be on page 166 if you got the text. I'm going to continue with the section that I was talking about last week, which was the correction of error. How do you correct error? How do you correct error? Now, as with the Course in Miracles, the easiest way to hear the Course in Miracles is to always remember you don't have to believe it. So if you listen to this more like a conversation, like some higher being is having a conversation with us, rather than like you're studying a course, sometimes it's easier to hear it. And even though it's using religious terminology and Christian terminology, it's describing universal spiritual themes. So the Course in Miracles definitions of these words are not the traditional definitions of these words, which simultaneously gives us a new way of looking at things and also helps us work through the various recovery we're doing from our religious upbringing by giving us new interpretations of words that we probably learned to be fearful of and have resistance around. So sometimes you hear some of the terminology and you may find that you have resistance, which is your way of knowing you have an issue. Because if you really don't have any kind of charge around something, then you don't allow yourself to be affected by it. So the mere fact that I'm so charged on it means I have some things I need to let go of around it, and avoiding it is not the way to do it. And if you are feeling a lot of resistance around terminology like Christ or kingdom or conscious or any of this, that kind of stuff, you can turn it into a lesson from the Course in Miracles
by remembering that it's not the word that's upsetting you, it's the meaning you're giving it. It's not the word that's upsetting you. If I said Jesus, you... that is just your interpretation of Jesus that you're reacting to. Can everybody get to that? Okay, so that's lesson number two in the Course in Miracles. I give everything I see all the meaning it has for me. So you would make a gigantic leap in consciousness tonight if you would realize that all of your feelings are coming from the meanings that you give, not just the meaning of Jesus. Some people hear Jesus is great. Some people hear Jesus is not. The Course in Miracles taught me another perception of Jesus. Growing up Southern Baptist, I heard a lot about Jesus growing up, and most of it I didn't believe, because I knew that wasn't true. It's like somebody was lying about somebody I knew. So I don't say that a lot in class, simply because of the meanings that people give to the word, and so they run. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, is what my grandmother used to tell me. Don't throw away the concept of a higher power just because you don't like the concept of a higher power that you learned. Doesn't mean there's not a God just because you don't like the one that you learned. And it's probably not the true perception of God if it's not love. So I think it's great. So tonight, we're going to continue with a section I started on last week, which is really a tricky section called the correction of error. And there's you, there's you, and then there's who you think you are. The Course says there's who you are and who you think you are. There's who you are and who you think you are. So I'm going to read through this at the top of page 167. And I'm going to substitute some of the terms that the Course in Miracles uses, and it'll change it into like a modern language version. But of course, in a way. Say, if you point out the errors of somebody else's ego, you must be seeing through yours. If you point out the errors of somebody else's personality, ego, misperception, you must be seeing through yours. Because the Holy Spirit, your higher self, doesn't perceive the person's errors. So if love doesn't perceive errors, then if I'm perceiving errors, I must be looking through my own errors. So whatever quality that you see in another person that needs to be corrected, you could not see that quality except through the part of your mind that is like that quality. Is everybody clear about that? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll say it again. As soon as you point out anything in anybody that you would like to correct, what you have really done is looked at that quality through that quality in your own mind. As soon as you criticize me, whatever you say critical of me, you just identified that that thing is also in you, in your mind. I say, I'm going to keep saying in your mind. It's not in you. You're perfect. You're love. But it's in your mind. The part of you that is totally conscious in love and spirit, it doesn't even see the mistake, according to the Course. He says this must be true because there's no communication between your ego and the Holy Spirit. It means there's no communication between the part of your mind that thinks it's separate and the part of your mind that knows it's not. So the ego makes no sense, and the Holy Spirit doesn't attempt to understand anything that arises from the ego. So a loving mind doesn't attempt to understand anything that comes from a fearful mind. A mind that's in oneness and unity doesn't try to understand anything that comes from a mind that believes it's separate. It's just telling us the difference between how a unified mind works and how a separated mind works. That's important because I think I fall mostly in the category of separated. Don't you?
Yeah.
Doesn't it seem like we're all separate in here? So that means all of us must be looking through the part of our mind that believes in differences and separation.
Mm-hmm.
Agree? If we see it, let's just play for a minute that there's separation and there's oneness. And that oneness has its own way of seeing things, And separateness has its own way of seeing things. You with me? So how do you know which state of mind you're in? It's your perception. So if you think there's a black guy named Earl Purdy talking to you, you're in your separated mind. And if I think there's a black guy talking to you named Earl Purdy, I'm in my separated mind. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. So the part of us that's in oneness and unity doesn't even try to understand anything that the part of you that thinks you're separate from God does. That's what the Course is saying. Don't think you have to believe it. Okay? Then it says, God doesn't understand it, and so Holy Spirit doesn't judge your ego, knowing that nothing that your ego makes means anything. So the Course is saying that which loves us and that which knows the truth about us is not judging. It's no need to judge something that you already know don't mean anything. Because you're usually trying to judge it to determine the meaning. But if you already know it doesn't mean anything, you don't judge it. So anybody, I'll get to the point of, in my consciousness growth where anything that anybody's saying to me that's really coming from perception of them being different and separate from me, I won't even judge it. I won't even pay any attention to it because I know it doesn't mean anything because it's not the truth. When I'm in my truth mind. Yeah, so that means when you react at all to errors, at all to errors, you are not listening to the Holy Spirit. Woo. When you react at all to errors, you are not listening to your Holy Spirit, your higher self. You're not listening to the truth when you react to mistakes. Now, is that different from how we were taught? Because love has merely disregarded the mistakes. So if you attend to the mistakes, you're not listening and you're not hearing Holy Spirit. You're not hearing your guide. Wow. Whoa. Okay, I'm reacting to error, so I'm not listening to what the truth is telling me, because the truth is telling me that I was really in my right mind, I wouldn't even see the thing to get upset about in the first place. So I must not be listening to the truth, because the truth told me not to correct people. Because I'm only seeing my own error when I'm looking at their error. So if I was really doing this correctly, I would say something like, if I think you're jealous, I would go, oh, that's something I need to bring to the truth in God within myself, because you just made me aware that I have jealous thoughts, which is a form of fear. So rather than trying to correct your jealousy, I think I'll be taking mine to God, thank you, and asking Spirit to correct my jealousy, and thank you for making me aware that I have it in me, because if I didn't see it in you, then I wouldn't have it in me. So since I see it in you, I know I have it in me, so I should get rid of it in me, so I'll stop seeing it in you. And so I'm going to take it to God so God can heal it, because I've been doing all this studying so that I can prepare a place within myself to bring my own thoughts and feelings to be corrected, and that's why I've been studying this path. Okay. Did you hear me? That's a deep okay. I'll say it one more time. Bonnie, you got a problem. If I was really listening to God, I wouldn't see that problem. I'd just be seeing love, because that's all God sees, which means I must be seeing it through my own ego, which is a part of my mind that's got that problem. So if I'm reacting to you, it means I'm not listening to the truth. Because the truth, I was listening to the truth, you wouldn't make me mad. And you wouldn't upset me, and I wouldn't see anything in you to criticize if I really was in my right mind. Mm-hmm. It's natural when you're in your, what the Course calls your wrong mind, to see stuff that make you mad. So to get upset about things you see in your insanity is natural. So don't feel like something's wrong with you because you're mad all day when you're listening to the part of yourself that is mad all day. Yeah. It's deep. So it says, if you don't hear the Holy Spirit, you are listening to your ego, and that means you're making as little sense as the person whose errors you perceive.
Wow.
Okay, they're listening to their wrong mind because it looks like they're upset or doing something that's upsetting. I'm listening to my wrong mind because I am focusing on the things that they're doing that's upsetting. So both of us need correction. But if I want to feel special, then I'll constantly judge you all so that I can feel higher. So really my desire to criticize and point out everybody else's error, if I would be honest with all of you all, is I really want to feel like I'm better than you, okay? More nicer than you, saner than you, and more special than you are. Okay, that's why I'm pointing out your errors. Are we clear about this? Okay. Sometimes, to be special, I'll make you look like I'll judge you better than me. And sometimes, to make myself feel special, I'll see myself as better than you. But in either case, I'll have to be in my wrong mind, my ego. Got it? Because if I was in my right mind, I would just see you as me. Is that simple? I don't really like to make it more complex than that. And there's a lot of yes buts. I know I can just fill them. Yes but, yes but, yes but, yes but, yes but, yes but. But what about, but what about, but what about, but what about, but what about? Yes but, yes but, yes but, yes but, what about, yes but, what, yes but, yes but, yes, yes but. Let's do 20 seconds of yes but. Yes but, 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 yes but. But of course they're saying it's true, but. Everybody feel better now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yes, you do, but. You got a nice round yes.
Yes.
You got a nice round yes, but. Okay. That's right. Stop being happy or you'll leave hell forever. You have to be serious to stay in struggle. Okay, so just don't lighten up. Okay. So, if you don't hear the Holy Spirit, you're listening to your ego and making as little sense as the brother or person whose errors you perceive, making as little sense as the other person that you see is making the mistake cannot be correction. Being just as wrong as the person you're seeing as wrong cannot. What the folks used to tell you come growing up? Two wrongs, what? Don't make a right. Okay? So, whenever you react to somebody else's ego and focus on someone else's ego and try to correct somebody else's ego, you're actually giving up correction in yourself. Now, that's deep.
Wow.
Every time I react to your ego and try to fix your ego, I'm actually keeping myself from being healed. Now, that's different. That's really different. Any comments? Any questions before I go to the next paragraph?
Question.
Okay.
How about when that happens, when there's a reaction to somebody else's, when there's a reaction, what's the mode of, what's the modus operandi for the pause?
Well, we're going to get to that.
Okay.
That's in the next two paragraphs. It always anticipates what you're going to ask. That's what I like about the course. You'll find that when you read it. You'll be like, but what about blah, blah, blah? And then if you keep on going, it always answers that blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Yeah. One thing that's happening to me is that I can tell by the way I feel if I'm wrong. It's the best way in the world not to be fooled. If I'm feeling any lack of peace, then there's something about my perception that's incorrect. It's just that simple. My ego hates it being that simple. Because I can get a good yes, but a pole thing really did do something. Okay, that's okay. Go ahead and have that part of you do its thing. Okay, it's okay. I'm not going to talk to that part of you. I'm talking to the part of you that is completely sane and completely loves yourself. And we are talking about the part of you that don't. And so the part of you that don't love you don't like me. You better believe it don't love you. It sure don't love her. So I know there's a part of anybody as me that's capable of not liking me. Even the ones who say they love me. Therefore, I never have to see it. You don't have to show me it's there. I know it is. So I'll just stay on the side of you that's love.
Yes.
I don't have to see the side of you that don't like me. I know it can be there. Because I think there's a you, and I think there's a me. As long as I think there's a you, and I think there's a me, then I know I'm in a dualistic perception, which means I think there's love and fear, love and hate, innocence and guilt. So if I'm in a perception of duality, I can assume the flip side is there. I'm just not calling on it. But for me to walk around and think that everybody in here doesn't have a part of them that would be as separate from me as it is being joined with me is to ask to experience your separated self. And I don't want to do that. I don't need the universe to show me what I'm already admitting is there. Is that deep?
Yeah.
Okay. So you can only get angry when a person triggers the anger that is already in you. You can only feel depressed when something triggers the depression that's already in you. You can only feel happy when the happiness within you is triggered. You see what I'm saying? If you didn't have a corresponding place to be triggered, then you would not react to anything with a lack of peace. Okay. Anybody else? Where I go, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to be going deeper in the course faster now. Lord have mercy on the people coming Saturday. The same Earl that left is not the same one that returned. Okay?
I want to share an experience.
Okay.
My ego freaked out on my boyfriend's whole family this week.
Congratulations.
I felt so good after. I'm like, I need to say that.
Yeah.
And then I felt like crap about half an hour later.
Always do. Don't
and then I kept feeling like crap. And I know this stuff. I know this stuff. But I just felt like the ego had something to say.
I know. And so, what you going to do about that?
Well, what I did so far was I let my loving self sit with myself.
Good.
And visualize that part of every one of those people that I was seeing the other part of. And then everything was okay.
Alright.
I woke up and everything was okay.
And then you didn't have to call anybody, and they probably didn't want to talk to you no way. So everybody was happy. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was happy. I like that. Thank you, Whitney. When you first start to recognize that you could be a loving, joyful reality all the time if you change your mind, then you're going to find that the temptation to feel divisive, uncomfortable, and enraged is going to increase. Because you know there truly is an alternative that you can experience. So you really do have to learn to forgive yourself to move to the next level, or you stay stuck with being upset with yourself with the errors that you may make while you're learning to move to a higher level. That's why blaming yourself has to go. Whatever you think you've done in the past that you're blaming yourself for, you must let it go. And you mustn't blame yourself when you take the blame off of others. Let the blame go. you were acting from the way you thought you were. It was the way you thought you were and who you thought you were that did the thing that you are blaming yourself about. You are not that person now. The person sitting in the chair didn't do it. She's new. She was just born this moment. Oh, and 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 born this moment. So the one that you are feeling upset about, you're feeling guilt about, she died many moments ago. Many thousands of moments ago. And she did the best she could from the level of consciousness she was at that time. So give yourself a freaking break. It wasn't like you know what you know now. It was doing that stuff. that's what you're beating yourself up for, because you're looking at it now, and now you say, oh my God, but you wouldn't be here listening to this if you had not already regretted the things you've done in the past that you think hurt someone. A person who doesn't have regret doesn't come to class. Okay. So you've already said, I don't want to do that anymore. Stop blaming yourself. Give yourself a friggin' break. And don't keep it alive by sharing it with every new person you meet. I know you like me, but let me tell you what I did when I was 10. Now, that was who you thought you were then did at 10. Who what you thought you were then did at 10. It's not the person that's sitting in front of them now. I'm telling you. I know. If you think you're hearing the truth and you don't feel better, you're not hearing the truth. The truth always makes you feel better. Always. Always, 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 always. If you're seeing the truth correctly, it makes you feel better. Okay. You're on the highest level of consciousness possible. The level of, I want it simple. Complexity is just a smokescreen to hide the simplicity of the answer. And that's why Americans have a hard time with spirituality sometimes, as opposed to people in the West. We believe in complexity. So you got to give me 10 million lifetimes of incarnations, 3 million different dimensions I've got to go through. You got to give me 900 chakras to open. You know what? I got to go through color therapy, aura therapy, psychic. You know, we got it down pat, man. It's got to be complex for America. Okay. So let's talk about the people around us when they act insanely. Was that good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When a brother behaves insanely, you can heal them. And I'm going to make it more conversational. When a person behaves insanely, you can heal that person only by perceiving the sanity in them. When a person behaves insanely, you can heal them only by perceiving the sanity in them. If you perceive their errors or their insanity and accept their insanity, you are accepting that you are also insane. If you want to give if you want to give your errors and mistakes and insanity over to the universe, over to God, over to the Holy Spirit. I want God, I want you to take away all of my insanity. You know, I was like, God, I want you to heal my problems and my issues. I want you. I want this higher power to take over and send me my soulmate. I need that one special person I can drive crazy.
Oh,
I need my projection screen so that I won't have to look at what's going on within me. Mm-hmm. I need somebody. I need somebody to blame. If I'm by myself, there's nobody to blame. I just have to blame Obama. I'd be so glad when we elect the next person to hold responsible for our happiness. Won't you?
Yeah.
Because we know we're not happy as Americans because of what President Bush didn't do. See how they just gave all my power away, just every ounce of my power. Every quality I see in Bush, and I love the qualities I see in Bush, because I have to perceive the sanity in him when he behaves insanely, if I want to heal and if I want him to be healed. I have to believe that whatever he's doing, there's a part of him that knows better. And that's what my mom used to say to me, boy, you know better. And you know what I'm saying? Did you get a look? And then that was it. That was it. I was done. Y'all know, for some of y'all old school, y'all know what I'm talking about. I just say, my heart goes out to these modern parents. They don't have no power to do nothing. They holler at their child, the child go, I'm going to call the police. And they don't. My mama said, I brought you in here, I'll take you out. Different motivation. You went right to bed. Okay. So I'm not advocating any particular parental behavior. I'm just saying, when your child acts crazy, you got to perceive the sanity in your child. If you know, when you act crazy, you have to perceive there's some sanity in you somewhere. And when all your friends and relatives act crazy, you have to perceive that there's some sanity in them. That's what he said. If you, that's the only way you can truly heal. That's what it says. Now, we don't have to believe this. If you perceive the other person's errors and accept the other person's errors, you are accepting yours. If you perceive their errors and accept them, you are accepting yours. If you perceive their errors and accept them, you are accepting your errors. If you perceive their errors and accept them, you are accepting yours. If you want to give yours over to the Holy Spirit, you must give theirs over to the Holy Spirit. Okay, so that's a very practical instruction. Let me see if I can remember this, because that's what we're together for, is to remember. Okay, so what is it I need to remember? That if I have all the issues going on in my life and all the things that's happening with me, then I'm hoping that the universe will solve or heal or correct. If there's something in my life that I want to give to God, the higher power, to correct, the book just told me that if you are really serious about that and you really are sincere and you really do think there is a higher power within you or outside of you or surrounding you that could heal you, then why don't you believe that's true for everybody else that you see is acting insane? So if you want God to solve your problems, you start giving everyone else's to God. That's what they just told us. If you're really serious about this whole thing, about you think there's a higher power, a spiritual power, and that power can make things right, Earl, then if you really believe that that power can handle your issues, why wouldn't you believe that power could handle your father's issues? Why do you feel like you must fix them? You're not trying to fix yours. You're giving yours up. So why would you take... That's a, you know, it's like a person who solves all their problems, right? Or have all their problems solved for their pastime. They just want to go around solving everybody else's. Does that sound like a lot of fun? You know, I'm going to give mine to God, but I'm going to fix yours. And I'm going to fix yours and yours and yours. Now, I'm giving mine to a higher power, but why can't I give your issues to a higher power? You see the logic? How is this different He says, unless this becomes the one way in which you handle all errors, you cannot understand how all errors are undone. Unless this becomes the one way in which you handle all errors, you cannot understand how all errors are undone. Unless this becomes the... What is the one way? What is the one way to handle all errors so that all errors are undone?
Give
them the Holy Spirit. Give them the Holy Spirit. Give it to God. Oh, give it to the higher power. Oh, give it. Please, y'all, come up with a word that works for you for something that's greater than your own ego. Please, so that you can be helped. If you don't like the word God, Christ, Jesus, Buddha, Allah, whoever, you can pray to Allah, you can pray to whoever. Whoever. I give this to whoever. It sounds about right, don't it?
Is anybody out there?
Yeah.
Is anybody out there?
I used to wonder how God handled all the problems of the world.
Yeah.
Then the Course told me, well, God doesn't see them. So it doesn't even give them any reality, so there's nothing to really handle. And you really would have a problem if God thought you did.
Right.
Could you imagine the most infinitely powerful, created power, intelligence in the universe going,
yeah,
Earl, damn. Earl, you got a problem. Could you imagine if God saw my stuff is real? I'd be in trouble. Every day I look at that part of myself and go, are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah.
Well, as long as he stays in touch, he'll be all right. How is this different from telling you that what you teach, you learn, what you teach, you learn. What you teach, you learn, 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 what you teach. The Course says to teach means to demonstrate. Okay, so I'm going to substitute demonstrate. Okay? What you demonstrate, you learn. 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 So if what you teach is what you learn, then I taught the Course so I could learn the Course, and that's why I teach the Course. It's the best way for me to learn the Course is to demonstrate the Course. So when you all come, I use it as an opportunity to observe you, because my function is to observe you. I am a God voyeur. My job is to look at all of you and never forget who you really are, and then watch you express who you are in your physical body while never forgetting you're joined with me. If I will simply observe you correctly, I will be provided for. And so will you. That's the easy way. That's the easy way. That's why it's going to be forgotten.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, 15 minutes after you leave, you're going to probably go into Course Amnesia. You know, what was that he said? I need to observe what? I know my thighs. I've been doing that for years. I've been doing the observing. I just haven't been observing with my right mind. Because when I'm not observing my body with my right mind, I only see flaws in it. All right. Your brother or that person is as right as you are. Phew. And if you think they are wrong, you are condemning yourself. Now, let me clarify a little bit, so you won't think it's talking about, if you see a child running down the street and that's the wrong thing to do, well, you won't let the child get smashed by a truck because the court says you weren't supposed to correct them. Hopefully nobody in here is that crazy. Okay. Okay. That I'm not talking about the little ego, day-to-day kind of stuff that we deal with. We're talking about the fundamental issue of identity and who you think you are. Okay? So when it talks about a person being wrong, it's talking about a person who's lost sight of who they really are as a spiritual being and a child of the infinite creator. Because when you forget that you are a spiritual being who gave yourself a physical experience to allow yourself to experience love in a variety of forms, then you go into struggle and pain. And so the struggle and pain that we're going through is not coming from anything but our misperception of how beautiful we are. And when you don't think you're beautiful, you have to perceive what you call ugliness. And that's where the ugliness of the world comes from. But our ego has us fooled into thinking that we need to go outside of ourselves and fix all the ugliness in the world, rather than for us to understand that it's a mirror of what's internally going on in our consciousness that needs to be forgiven and released. So the lie in you will always send you out. The truth in you will always send you in. Those who share your goal will be attracted to you, but you can't take the people that you like with you. So what I mean by that is, as you begin to wake up to the true cause of what's going on, and you want to try to pull somebody along with you or get them to get it also because you want them to feel better, you won't be able to do that. Because they're experiencing their reality because they chose to. Just like you did. So what do you do? What do you do, man? What do you do, man? Well, this is the way it works. You must allow Holy Spirit, higher self, the universe, love, okay? We're learning how to allow that part of us to give us such an extraordinary, miraculous, beautiful life that it wakes them up just to look at how cool your life is. That's the plan. That's the plan. I'll say it again. Instead of trying to pull people along with you, fix the people, correct the people, change the people, you learn how to live by the truth yourself so that your life becomes so miraculous and extraordinary that it wakes them up just to see your life. It's the plan. If you want to go with that plan. Anybody want to go with that plan? And would anybody like to have their happiness be the thing that wake everybody up? That's not a trick question. Would anybody like to have their own happiness wake up everybody around them? Okay. If you're not raising your hand, something wrong with you. Okay. And I don't even see it. You screwed up, and I don't see it. So remember when I said, what you see is in your mind, what you see isn't in you. That's important. That's an important little twist on that. You are complete. You are whole. You are perfect. There's nothing wrong with you. Your thinking and my thinking is where the error is. So when I say I see something in you, I'm saying I'm seeing something in my mind, and I'm seeing the result of something that I think is in your mind. But you are right. That's what the Course in Miracles says. You are right. You are right. Your mind may be a little screwed up, but you are right. Because you are a child of God, and God doesn't create trash. Got it? Got it. So If I think you're wrong, I'm condemning myself. If I think you're wrong, I'm condemning myself. If I think you something is wrong, bad, sinful, guilty, and you're me, then I'm condemning myself. The scariest part of the physical, the spiritual path I've noticed for people is when they start to realize they're one with everybody, and then they don't know how to navigate their relationships because they realize all their relationships in the past were based on the idea that they weren't one with everybody. Then you begin to realize you're singling out certain aspects of yourself for your love and not loving other aspects of yourself. And there's very few people you can go to talk about that. You know? And you wonder, well, how am I going to get through that? Well, I'll tell you. The way you're going to get through it is that you're going to attract people to you always with corresponding needs with yours. As you go further on the path, you're going to experience what you call corresponding needs. So that simply means that whatever needs you think you have, you're going to meet somebody with that same corresponding need, and then you all are going to fulfill those needs within yourselves and with each other until you know that all your needs are always going to be fulfilled. And when you get it, that all your needs are going to always be fulfilled, you no longer have any needs. And that's how you get rid of needs. First, you have to admit you have one. Then you have to admit that there's someone else with the same need. And then you fulfill those needs, which is easy, because they got the same need you have. And then you do, and then it happens so often that you no longer even think you have a need that couldn't be fulfilled, and you let go of your needs. So whatever kind of relationship you need will be provided. So don't worry about how your relationship's going to work out. I mean, yeah. To me, when I hear this stuff, it just moves my soul.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. It's so loving. I don't have to work so hard. You trying to tell me that whatever I see in you is really something within my own mind, that all I have to do is bring it to the God or God in me, not try to fix it in you. Realize that all I have to do is give it to God like I'm giving my stuff to God. If I have a need, it's going to be met with somebody with the corresponding need, if I think I even need it from the outside. That who I really am is totally loving, and what upsets me about myself is not really me anyway. It's just the result of some faulty learning that I've given myself here on earth. I mean, this is good news.
Yeah.
This is good news to me. And I know it must be true because I'm looking at you. You wouldn't be here if you didn't already have regretted some of the stuff that you've done and wanted to do it different. So I know I'm in a room for the people who want to be more loving.
Yeah.
And hoping they'll find their soulmate. And maybe this will be the night she shows up. Might be the one. Do you know that most people use their relationships to deny themselves of the relationships that create the conditions that create their fulfillment?
Wow, that's a mouthful.
Come again?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Most people form relationships that deny them relationships.
Yes.
That provide the conditions that would nurture their own individual expression of who they really are.
Yeah.
That's what we call being in love. Yeah. The really cool relationship is the one where I have a relationship with you, and I also want you to have relationships that help create the conditions that nurture who you are to become the best you can possibly be. That's what I want. I wouldn't even want to be with somebody insane enough to think they could take care of my every need. But I wouldn't want to do it for them. It's too much work. I don't have time. I got to watch Gossip Girl. Do you have time to take care of somebody's every need? That's on pay good enough. Yeah, that's too much. It's too much. What I'll do is, this is what I'll do for you. I will be me.
Yeah.
And I will let who I am fulfill every need that it can for you. And whatever need what I am cannot fulfill in you, I want you to let it be fulfilled through whoever or whatever can fulfill it. That's my promise to you. Now, to some people that was a comforting statement, to some that was terrifying. Right?
Sure.
To somebody who wants to be everything to somebody, that was a frightening idea. So for somebody who wants the impossible to be true, that was a frightening idea. Somebody who wants to have a flowing, easy, loving, guilt-free, anger-free life, it makes total sense. Because now you are not being asked to sacrifice who you are. Now, if the Holy Spirit in you is what you're the mind you get into, and that's what I get into in these advanced mind trainings. It's getting deep into the application of how to live these truths so that you can have the experience of it. That's what I'll be doing this Saturday. And having a good time. And there's a lot of stuff that's changed in me since the last time I saw you. So it has to express. You can't do it in an hour. I want to love you longer than an hour. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't make love to you all long enough.
That's right.
I'm just getting started at it. And it's the safest sex you ever had. It looks like I'm sitting up here, doesn't it? And it goes for the men as well as the women. I'm an equal opportunity lover. If it's all me, why am I going to single out any part of me from my love? And loving you doesn't have anything to do with your body. But your body can be a great symbol of the joining if you so choose. So as you grow on the spiritual path, you may find that you have an increased desire for physical joining. You may call it, I'm hornier.
Go on.
I won't see anybody else in here who has sexual guilt. They will not be back to this class. Okay. I can't believe it. They talked about horny. Everybody knows if you're spiritual, you don't talk about horny. Okay. It's so funny when people think spirituality is a denial of the flesh.
I know.
It's so funny. Or they feel like it's not about having the physical joys anymore. It's about, is your physical joy coming from love, or is your physical joy coming from fear? Is your physical joy coming from oneness? Is your physical joy... That's the issue.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that determines what it is for you. This path is not about sacrifice. It's about abundance.
Joy.
And joy, and joining, and laughter, and fun, you know, and learning how do I do that in the physical body, in this physical world, with all the stuff that seems like is going on? That's what I'm going to talk about on Saturday. I got answers to all those questions. You've been given every answer you've ever asked about anything. You just haven't heard it yet. There's not an answer missing, but you might have a financial problem. Well, but you're getting an answer, you just got one tonight. But you might not have heard it. Because nothing less than me writing out a check would be an answer to you. Because you've already decided that the answer to a money problem is money. But the answer to a money problem is truth. Yeah. want to give your errors over to the Holy Spirit, you must do it with everyone else. If you want God to solve your problems, you must let God solve the people that you love's problems. Give their problems to the universe if you want to give your errors to the universe. If you only remember tonight one thing, as much as possible, do with everyone else what you're trying to do with yourself. If you're trying to live by the truth, if you're trying to remember the truth, if you want to give your mistakes over to your higher self, the way that you learn how to do that is to give everybody else as much as you can. You say to them, I give you to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release because I recognize that we will be released together. It's, the Course in Miracles is like full of these prayers and these statements that you make in situations to transform them. It took me years to get to the point that I would start using them. And I'm asking you not to take years to do it because they work. So what should I do? The first thing you do is say something like that. You got to work with lesson. And then do what comes to you after that. Because what you're doing is creating a space where spirit can give you the answer about what to do in that instant. And that's what you want to do. You want to create a space. And saying these lessons create a space. So just saying, I'm going to give it to the Holy Spirit. Then you're going to do whatever you need to do. That's just the way we are. So don't beat yourself up for that. But you want to take that moment, that second, that instant, just for an instant, and say, what should I do? What should I do? Because in doing that, you are establishing a relationship with your higher self, your God self, because you can't establish a relationship with something you don't acknowledge is there and really use it. So even if you don't believe in a higher power, just saying that is your strengthening the idea that there is a connection and you didn't create yourself. You know you didn't create yourself. You know you didn't create yourself. And I'm just telling you, you were right. You didn't. And you were created by something that loves you more than you do. You were created by something that loves you more than you do and loves you even when you think you don't deserve it. And it's time for us to make contact, to use our GPS, which is our God positioning system, and let it direct us which way to go. I appreciate you, my holy innocent brothers and sisters. Thank you for coming. If you have the right perception, your behavior is going to be correct. So don't worry about your behavior right now. It's not about how you behave. It's about how you're seeing things. It's not how you behave. It's how you are seeing things that's important now. It's how you're choosing to see things. So look at the situation or the circumstance or the person and say to yourself, I want to see you differently. 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 Now, those who have the Course in Miracles text, that prayer I did about giving the person to the Holy Spirit is at the end of chapter 15, right before the beginning of chapter 16. If you get a chance, learn that prayer. It's especially good for special relationships of any kind. And in your mind, before you walk into your job, before you ever walk in the door, stop a minute and breathe and go, I'm just here to give and receive love. I'm just here to give and receive love. And I give everybody in here to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. I give everybody in here through the Holy Spirit as part of myself. And if you have a problem with the term Holy Spirit, you could say I give everybody to love as part of myself, everybody to my Creator as part of myself. If you live the truth, you create the truth. And this is all ways to live it. But be gentle with yourself. Readiness is not mastery. So be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with yourself. You're still going to make some errors while you're learning. So be gentle with yourself. Be powerful, lovable, loving, innocent, incredible, fantastic, juicy being. May the course be with you. I'll see you the next time.
Oh, God, that was a love hug. People who want to hug, or who want to go beyond their hood is, I'm a same person in the hood.
And don't forget to set up the email, and you want to do the seminar.
Me too.
Yeah, by all means.
So, really good band, FOMA.
Absolutely, FOMA.
That's right. They're playing on Colfax at the Lion's Lair Saturday night. Come out and see them. I'm going to go on until 11:30, but if you're up, come on over.
Oh, great. This started at 11. Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Go see FOMA. I'm telling you. Go see FOMA. They're off the hook.
Yeah. They want to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lion's Lair.
Okay. Right there at the corner, right next to Pete's.
Lion's Lair.
Yeah, right next to Pete's.
That's
that and
that. It is.
I love y'all. See you next time.
Yeah.